Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Top Model Rewind. This is Danielle.
This is Alex, reporting live. Well,
Not for us.
Recorded.
Not for everyone else.
That's right. That's right. Because we make mistakes. So.
You do not want to hear us live. That would be a disaster. You hear how we're talking to you now and it's really bad.
You have no idea what kind of shit Danielle's cutting out of there. I'm saying terrible things. Terrible things.
Yeah. Just before we started, you were just regaling me with all sorts of nonsense. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hello, everyone. We're back and it's still cycle 14. We're really just starting this cycle. Getting into the arguments. I can't wait for more. This episode had a few. It's an exciting, exciting season. We got our first Oh My Lanta of the season.
We did. I forgot about it, too. I remembered after. Once she said it, I was like, oh, yeah, that's what she's known for. Oh My Lanta.
Yeah, which I'm like, what does that mean? Do we know?
It's an exclamation, you know? I have no idea where it comes
from. What
is
Atlanta?
Atlanta? That's all
that's
I could...
what I've. That's what I've always thought. Same. But I don't want to say that is like,
oh my
what?
Atlanta? Yeah.
Yeah.
My
She's Atlanta. Not from Atlanta.
No.
As
no,
far
know,
as we know.
I know people in Indiana that say it.
You do?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You've never heard it?
Not from anyone but Raina.
maybe I only know people that say it because of Raina, though. Because it's like, I only know a couple people from my hometown that say it. So
yeah.
They also say things like Jiminy Cricket. So
yeah, it seems to be in the same vein as that, I will
it's
say.
The same family. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. It's a thing. I don't really love it, though. I think it's kind of annoying. But, you know, to each their own. I think that she probably thinks it makes her kind of cute and folksy, but
it's a way not to cuss, you know,
or that. Yeah.
Maybe
don't
she
take the Lord's name in vain.
Yeah. Maybe she usually says, oh my fucking Lanta. And she's like, I gotta bleep.
Yeah. I can't do that. Raina. Nah, not Miss Volleyball All-Star or whatever she said she was.
Yeah. Not an athlete.
Yeah. Yeah. Not an all-star American Division I.
Oh God!
What are some other words? That
I don't know.
Sports related.
All state. They're not divisions yet in high school, right?
Oh, I mean, I have no clue. I'm just like, just talk. I mean,
I
the way she's talking,
no
she's yeah. She was like on her way to be a D1 athlete, and then
that sounds like it. Yeah.
Then modeling took over, but anyway, so we get that, and then we get Ren finally revealing why she is just so miserable.
So sad. This was a sad episode of Ren for me. I was like, I get it. You're kind of annoying me, but also like, I get where you're coming from. It's a struggle when someone plucks you off the street and they just present you with they just plop it into your lap. Like, it's different. And they should learn that lesson by now. That you can't just pull girls off the street who did not audition.
Yeah, and who don't really seem that interested in it.
Yeah, it's like, did you really not have another candidate that auditioned?
Yeah, and they're like, oh, I've never even thought about that before. I've never even thought about becoming a model.
And it appears Ren has never
tried out for fun.
Because she's like, I had no idea. The drama in the house would
be like
this.
I think she kind of thought she was walking into like a regular modeling situation. It's like, oh no, this is reality TV. This is not.
Oh, yeah.
This is not this modeling.
Is, yeah. This is producer.
Drama.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This is ridiculous shoots.
It's a frenzy feed, is what it is.
Yeah. She was like, this is the most hostile environment I've ever been in. And I'm kind of like, you're probably right.
Can't even imagine. After her interaction with Alaysia, just saying, shut up. Which, I mean, is a very disrespectful thing to say to someone you do not know. Like, well, like that you're not like, very close with. I only
like
say
what she said was
love. Shut up, mean, Alaysia. And that,
yeah,
well, that's all she said. And it's like, you know, don't say it. It's not nice. But Alaysia really took it to an extreme. I bet Ren will never tell anyone to shut up again. She taught her a lesson.
Especially not Alaysia.
Definitely not Alaysia.
Yeah. I mean, I think that this whole she did at least kind of know what the show was just because her mother was a fan of the show, apparently.
Yeah, I went really in depth and was like, oh, her mom loves the show, which just confirms to me Ren hasn't seen it because she's like, blah, 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 and my mom loves the show. Like, you know, and but no.
Yeah, it's something that she'd like would refuse to watch because she, yeah, she's just like not interested in anything her mom's interested in. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I got to say, this was a poor decision on her part to think that she could get on the show and then her mom would suddenly be happy with her. Because you just know her mom's going to watch this and be like, Ren, you gave up on that show. You didn't even try. And it's going to totally hurt the relationship even more. I was like, this is a terrible, terrible idea.
And you threw me under the bus while you did it. Yeah.
Yeah. And then you talk about your mom and make her sound I don't really love bad. You.
Yeah.
When you're on the show, it's like, Ren, this is not how you repair your relationship. This is going to
air. They're going to air everything you say about your mother. So don't.
Very poorly miscalculated. Although decision on her part.
I felt like she had an epiphany or something. She probably grew from this experience in some way. I hope. God bless. Yeah. I hope. But
I hope so too. I have no clue though. Really.
I don't know what she's doing.
She's a mom.
Oh good. Yeah.
Herself. So hopefully.
I bet she hates her kids. No, I'm just kidding.
No, it seems like she's very, very into being a mom. So I think that, you know, hopefully she's trying to like, what do they say? Like break the cycle or whatever. I think like that's probably what she's trying to do right now. Yes. You know,
shatter the stigma or break the cycle. Yeah.
Yes. Of like.
Of motherhood that is not loving.
Not great. Not great momhood.
Right.
So I hope the best for her. I hope that her relationship with her mom though did get repaired. I don't think it got repaired by this. But maybe it got repaired in some other way later on down the road. Yeah. Or maybe it cut her off completely.
Yeah.
That would be cool too.
maybe it either opened the door for a loving conversation of honesty, or maybe it slammed the door on her mom's ass and she was like, well, I'm better off. Like, you know?
Yeah. I hope whatever it is, she's better off than what she was.
Right.
In this situation.
That's what we hope.
But yeah, I was like, terrible decision to do this just because, like, this just shows, like, why you shouldn't do things for other people's happiness because it's just not going to work out. You're not going to be as in it. It doesn't work out.
You're going to be so sad. You're going to be so sad.
I think unless you're doing something for your, like, kids, because I feel like there's a lot of parents who have, like, done hard jobs.
Like, yeah, and I feel like there is something a little psychosomatic about that that's just like, I am my child. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you're like, I am. Like, they have my DNA. They've got it. They're part of me.
Yeah.
So you're like, yeah. I think that's the only time. I agree.
Yeah. But if you're doing it for your parents or literally anyone else, a partner.
It doesn't work out.
Not good. Yeah. It doesn't really work out because your heart's not in it. And then you end up like Ren.
That's right.
Just kind of half-heartedly raising your hands in a... disco pattern.
Oh my god, those are all the poses I was taught.
Classic. But yeah, so we learn a little bit more about Ren here, and then we go on the fab bus.
Ooh, party.
Yeah, this was a lot. Didn't love the segment. I was like, this is just a little
too
stupid. Much.
Yeah.
Seemed very chaotic on that bus to me. It's like nothing has seemed more chaotic than this.
Yeah. It didn't seem like a good time for a segment of any kind, just for a chit-chat amongst the ladies.
Takara is just giving it her all in her hosting, I will say, but very high energy for a very tiny space.
True.
And then all the models are, of course, being themselves, so a lot of screaming and yelling, and the bus is just barreling through the streets of New York. I was like, this seems like a sensory nightmare.
Oh my god, can you imagine?
Be a part of.
Nope, same.
Yeah. So they have a little competition that's kind of like based off of like 60s game shows, and they have to answer modeling related, fashion related questions. Some of them weren't very, I feel like. like, yeah. It was sponsored by Bluefly.com. So they were like, which of these brands is available on Bluefly.com? Which
I'm like, oh my God. Well, never heard of Bluefly, friend. So, no.
If you watch Project Runway, you've heard of Bluefly. Oh, okay. They're always a sponsor on Project Runway.
Okay. Well, I'll get there eventually. I just started my drag race journey. So, you know.
On your journey through all the reality TV franchises.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. I got to get there.
I will say,
starting with beauty.
Yeah. Project Runway is, I don't like watching it like all the time. Like, I wouldn't follow a season, but when you just like come across an episode and watch a one-off, it's just so entertaining. I really do enjoy it.
Nice.
But yeah, so Blue Team was Krista, Simone, Anjali, Alexandra, and Jessica. I call this A Team because
it is this the A Team.
Pretty much everyone on it that you would want to be on a team with, especially Anjali, who we've already established.
Stacked. Yeah.
Yeah. Anjali knows her shit. Simone also seems like she really wants to be here and knows her stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We know Chris has like auditioned a million times, so she's probably pretty knowledgeable.
Mm-hmm.
Alexandra seems decently motivated. And then there's Jessica, who I would say has more B team energy, but
a bit,
you know,
of a black
there.
Sheep. Yeah, she has more of a B team energy. Yeah, yeah.
She's happy to be here.
She's happy to be there.
And then you have Red Team, which is Ansley, Tatiana, Rin, Brenda, and Alaysia. Ansley, as much as she said that she was stuck with some duds, I was like, I think you are also.
You're
might be
good.
In that category.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Rin does not want to be there at all.
Rin, and I mean, yeah, we will say that about Rin in every instance of this episode. Rin does not want to be there at all.
No. Yeah. And they kept on showing her face looking less than enthused about literally everything.
I don't think they had other shots, you know?
There was one shot where she was smiling, but she looked uneasy. So I was like,
was
this is not...
Smile. Yeah.
Yeah, it was like, what's going on? I don't really feel like I belong here. And then we have Brenda and Alaysia, and God bless her, Alaysia seems to have a natural talent for modeling, but I would not say she's knowledgeable about the fashion industry.
Yeah. That's not what I would say.
Unsurprisingly, Blue Team wins. They get a gift card, and they also get to, I think they said meet the CEO of Bluefly and do like a little mini go see.
Gotcha.
And the losers have to meet the copywriters for the company. I would say have to because they seem nice. They seem like nice people.
Yeah.
They do not spend any time in that storage room. I almost guarantee that they were in like trying to instruct the girls on how to like do like warehousing and that sort of thing. I was like, they're the copywriters. They sit in their office and write. They're not down in the warehouse sorting things usually.
No.
But and also, I don't know why you would want these inexperienced models doing it for you, because you know they're just going to mess it up.
Yeah, no.
I would definitely give them just like a totally fake task, which is like, just like take these boxes and put them over here.
Put these in alphabetical order. And it has to be something you don't actually want in alphabetical order, because they're going to mess up. Like, they're going to mess up. They're not paying attention. They're sleep deprived. They don't know what's going on.
They're putting P before or after R, and it's just total mess.
yes.
Speaking of messes, Anjali's posing when they told her to pose and the Bluefly go see was so bad.
Yeah, it was a little confusing.
I love Anjali, but she's, when it comes to modeling, she knows her stuff, but when it comes to the modeling stuff, she's a little
lackluster.
Awkward sometimes. Yeah. I don't know. Just seemed confused. Like
she's not 100% yet, you know?
Flex, like a strong arm.
Strong man.
Like showing off her biceps.
Bodybuilder. Yeah.
I was just like, why did you? You know you haven't seen that in a magazine. And you saw her face while she was doing it. She was like unsure about
wrong,
it. Like,
wrong. This is wrong. Really, why am I sure doing this? To do with I have my to body. Commit, though. I did it already. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It was really bad, but pretty funny. And they were actually really, like, they did kind of make fun of her pose. But they did say that she had, like, had a good look. So, like, they weren't, like, total jerks about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they end up picking Simone,
ooh,
which
challenge winner.
Yeah, I really like Simone. I thought it was really like funny that Jessica, of all people, would call her pageanty.
Yeah, what?
Like she's I literally don't... in pageants.
Yeah.
So like, yes, from a literal standpoint, yes.
I but, guess. Like,
from like a look standpoint, she doesn't look pageanty to me. She looks pretty like
maybe
I mean, not
she
now
has...
they cut her hair.
That's what I'm saying. It's like maybe it's just like the haircut or like the styling that she got, the makeover, because maybe she would look more pageanty. I don't know.
She didn't look like I wouldn't say I don't know how I would have described her before she got the haircut, but she was definitely a little more basic. Remember. And like with the cut, she seems a little more edgy.
For
so
sure.
I do think that it helped her. But like she just doesn't really I don't know, like
we don't know. Maybe
Jessica...
she wakes up every morning just waving with a very stiff hand at everyone. Just good morning, wakey wakey. I've made bacon for everyone. Just waves, waves and waves.
But it's just like Jessica is like the most probably basic looking of all the models. So it's just cause funny to me that she'd be like, oh, she's so pageant. It's like, Jessica, look at your face. Like you are made to be an Instagram model.
Yeah.
Instagram's not a thing yet, but your destiny is coming.
Oh, you're right. Like,
you're destined for great things. And
don't worry.
Instagram.
Your time's coming.
Yeah. Can you imagine just like if she had been born in a different time?
I mean,
what a waste.
I think this about so many of these ladies. It's just, you know,
yeah,
there's a lot of opportunity out there nowadays for presenting yourself to the world in what might be more flattering than actual human face-to-face modeling.
Oh, true. Yeah, there are a few that might have benefited. Yeah. Yeah, Simone wins. Very happy for her. Glad they liked her a lot. Back at home, we get Brenda being mommy. She's like, just so everyone knows, bedtime in 30 minutes in this room, bedtime in 30 minutes.
I would lose my shit if someone tried to do this to me.
It's
I would
annoying.
Be like, no.
It's like, for you,
like,
maybe?
Yeah, I was like, that's good for you. I'm going to go make a roast chicken. Good night. Like,
yeah.
No. But yeah, I just don't like it. Especially like when your peers try to tell you what to do. Like,
yeah, it's
we're
annoying.
All in a competition here together. You go get your beauty sleep. Let me sabotage myself by staying up until 4 a.m. eating the roast chicken that I made. Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely.
Let me.
I just... Yeah, it's very much like, okay, yeah, you go... Maybe say, like, in 30 minutes, I'm going to bed. Could you guys please maybe leave this room empty while I do that? Like, just don't be like, we're all going to bed in 30 minutes, just so you guys know. It's
everybody. So everybody's going to bed. Who does that? Who does that? I guess...
Definitely on the sign of Krista, who killed me. I did not remember this line, but out
what'd
of nowhere,
she
just... Listen here, Geppetto.
Yeah,
she didn't
I didn't
say it to
remember
her face.
That one either. Yeah, it was in the confessional, but it was so good.
But it caught me so off guard because I didn't remember it and I did not see a company. And just all of a sudden, I just hear, listen here, Geppetto. Just, it was so good.
Beautiful. I felt really bad after they started going in on Brenda, but the Geppetto was.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. So after this, well, I mean, not. Yeah, after this, there's this whole scene where it's like Angelique, Krista, and Alexandra kind of talking. They're a little like pissed off at her about the bedtime in 30 minutes. So
they're venting.
Yeah. Yeah, they're venting. They start, I mean, they're saying things that I have said. So I don't really want to, I can't cast too hard of a look at what they said because they said her hair looked like Chucky. I was like, I literally said that. So
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And they say that Miranda off of Sex and the City, which is
oh my god,
accurate.
When they said that, I was like, "Is it an insult? I don't even know." It just she does. I was like, she does.
She does. Yeah, I mean, so people, I think, kind of agree that like Miranda's hair wasn't so great in the early seasons. So I guess it is like kind of an insult. Mm. Like, but it's not saying like she is, like Miranda is like obviously like convincingly, sex. Like she's attractive, you know, like it's Sex in the City. Like they're not going to cast Uggos. Okay. She's like,
okay.
She looks all right. Yeah. So like, it's not that big of an insult, really.
The Chucky thing was what sent it.
Chucky is not good.
But yeah.
Chucky's not good. No one
We weren't there. Good. Okay. We weren't talking to her face. She doesn't know we called her Chucky. She might know, but,
That's true. Like they don't say it to her face, which, you know, like
I love. I loved Ren's response to this situation. I just can't stand for this. I'm gonna go whisper it into Brenda's ear that they're doing this
with this not evil the solution smirk on her
not
face.
The solution. She's like, I just can't tolerate it. I'm like, this is where you lost me, Ren. I liked you up until like this moment. This was a bad decision if you didn't want to get involved. And like,
yeah, I hate drama, so I'm just
I just hate it so much.
A little bit.
I hate it so much, and I just like, I do not appreciate a quality in a person when they're like, oh, they said this about you. That person hates you. Like, don't tell me, dude. I got anxiety. I'm sad.
Mm. And it obviously hurt Brenda's feelings because literally in the next scene, she's wearing a hat. Which, as like sad as it is, it was also kind of funny.
No, that's comedic gold. That's amazing. That's like in Scott Pilgrim.
Yes,
your hair
right.
Looks shaggy.
This is Scott Pilgrim.
Yeah.
That is exactly. It's a very Scott Pilgrim move. And like the fact that they didn't show her putting it on also killed me. It's just like in the next scene, hat.
Turn away. Yeah.
Yeah. There's no like preempt. It's just hat. Some
just immediately shamed. Yeah. Oh, poor
yeah,
girl.
So made me feel a little bad, but also I was like, the comedic timing of these editors, because it really did get me.
They're on top of their shit this season. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just like the surprise, the element of surprise, they really embraced it this episode. And yes, I really appreciated it.
You've been doing the Italian hand
I
this
have.
Whole time.
Like this is so, yes.
A compliment to the editors. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Delicious.
But yeah, Ren, what a real stand-up person does. You stand up to the bullies.
Yes, you talk to the bullies. You tell
yeah,
the
that's
bullies
hard.
You tell the it's easy and cowardly to go tell the person
yeah
they're talking about you, you should go fight your own fight, goodbye, like what. And like yeah. I get it, kind of. No, I don't get it. I would never do this. I don't
imagine how wonderful she would have looked if she'd been like, hey guys, that's not very kind.
Can you guys not talk shit about everybody in the house? Would have been a fine response. Like, if you're upset,
yeah. Well, that
that's fine.
Caused probably
oh,
like
it would have caused problems. It would have caused problems, but it would have been more appropriate than what she did. Like,
I think you can do it in a way that just shames people and makes them feel bad. If you're just like, hey guys, that's really not kind. Then you act like that and they're like, shit, now I look like a terrible person.
You know what my favorite thing is? And people used to do this to me when I would gossip so hard. But I don't do it anymore because I feel bad. I can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
And like, but back in my young days, Danielle, actually, you did this in high school. You were really great about this, where everyone would be gossiping around you and you'd be like, I don't know. You'd just be like, I don't have an opinion. I wasn't listening. Or like, and we're all like, oh, she's above this. So and in a good way. It was a good thing. It was like, okay. It discouraged gossiping amongst the group. Because it just like you hated it and it was clear that you hated it. You know what I mean?
Interesting.
It was a good
thing. I kind of considered myself a gossip. So now I'm like,
you were, but you were a child. Yeah. anyways, we
usually
were worse.
I'm like,
everyone else was much worse.
Well,
that's all.
Most people are worse in high school. Yeah.
Yes.
I would say that.
Yes.
High schoolers are terrible with gossip.
Oh, God.
Yeah, they're going to gossip. So anyway.
Anyway, what are we talking about? Ren whispering in people's ears? Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm canceling Ren. No,
canceled.
She has,
cancel her
she
children.
Just been canceled by moi.
We've canceled her for this one cycle of America's Next Top Model.
Yeah, well, she does get eliminated, so I guess she did get canceled.
Yeah, she got
by
canceled.
Tyra. I don't know.
She canceled herself.
Yeah, that's true. She kind of self-eliminated ish, and they also eliminated her.
They tried to give her the opportunity. You know,
they could just tell that she wasn't into it. I think. And they got rid of her.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, that was mostly it.
Yeah.
Like, she wasn't, like, the worst model out of all of them, I don't think, this episode.
No, it was just very obvious that she didn't want to be there.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And she just, like, wasn't putting in any effort. Mm-hmm. All right. So, there is more to this saga with, Brenda and Ansley. Ansley gets in there.
Yes.
Has there ever been less of a likable person? I'm sorry.
I loved Ansley in this moment, though. Oh, my God. I loved it.
Did
you?
I was just like, I did not love it. I mean, like, so Ansley says that Brenda's just so up and down, which was like, you are the most, like, volatile person there emotionally.
That's very true. Oh, yeah.
So I don't know what you're saying about other people, because you are, like, the most explosive person in the house right now.
Well,
and you're in a house with a lot of explosive people.
That's They're what all, I was going to say. There's a few that are standout explosions.
This is a, I think the reason why this cycle is, like, so, quote, toxic is because there are so many reactive personalities in this
house. Oh, God. Mm-mm.
So many.
Rage personalities. Scary.
Yeah, it's like just people who haven't maybe, like, learned, like, emotional regulation yet are just stuffed into one little house.
Huh. Yeah.
And yikes. But so Brenda is just kind of making shit up, where she's like,
Brenda's trying to get validation for her hair.
I guess so. Yeah. I
guess. Brenda's like, they're actually insulting Tyra when they insult my hair. So kind of seems like a huge mistake to me. Mm-hmm. It seemed like, mm-hmm, I'm telling Tyra. Like, it was funny.
Yeah. Brenda was saying, well, Alexandra was saying that I'm ugly for my haircut. And Ansley was like, I don't think they were saying you were ugly. And Brenda's like, yes, they did. Were you in the room?
Were you in that room?
Yeah, exactly. You weren't in the room either. So let's just calm down here. And then Ansley is like, and then Ansley explodes and is like, I'm trying to help you. I don't know what she was just like.
I love people that, like, this is why I loved it, because I love people that say, like, one thing and it's not received, like, perfectly, and they're just like, I'm just trying to help, and they just they get so upset. Yeah,
it's like, were you trying to help? I don't know. I feel like there's a lot of, like, people saying stuff that they didn't really mean.
I think there's a lot of sleepy girls in this house right now. They need to go get some
sleep. Maybe Brenda was right that they all needed to go to bed in 30 minutes. If everyone had actually gone to bed in 30 minutes, none of this would have happened.
If they had just not questioned Brenda's overarching authority. Mom authority. Yeah. If they had
her
just not
Geppetto-ness.
Questioned. Yeah. Mama Geppetto. We will go to bed. Yes. Mm-hmm. Come do a head count. We appreciate it. Hold us accountable.
I can just, Brenda would love it if, like, she could just, like, go through the house, like, saying, how are you doing?
My little bunnies. Hello, my little bunny.
Do you need a little tuck in? Can I give
Rise
you a little tuck in?
Rise and shine and give
some
God
tea,
your glory,
some sleepy
glory.
Tea.
Yeah. Oh, dear.
Yeah, she would just love to go around the house being, like, house mother right now.
Yeah.
But unfortunately,
no one else wants that.
Puppets mm-hmm. are free. They have free will, so they can't. They're not,
These are
they're
not our children.
They're not going to go to bed. But yeah, Ansley, of course, is angry. Brenda is upset at her. And then I also love that Ansley doesn't really know what third person means. Brenda is just talking about Ansley, like, but Ansley can hear her, where she mm-hmm. just says, like, she uses Ansley's name, and Ansley's like, well, Ansley doesn't have to be talked about in the third person when she's standing right here.
It's like, well, Ansley just talked about herself in the third person.
It's like, Ansley, that's the third. You just did the third person.
That didn't make any sense, Ansley. Thank
Someone
you.
Saying your name is not a third person.
I think I just love walking contradictions of people. Like, and someone that, saying, Ansley I'm is, just trying yeah. to help, and then screaming at you.
And
like, is so funny. Like, is so funny to me. But, yeah, making it all about yourself type of thing.
Yeah. And then just not knowing if they're... Yeah. Yeah. That was... It's
somehow Ansley became the victim in this
situation. Yeah. The victim where Brenda is the one being, like, talked bad about with her performance. Yeah. I'm just like, this group of girls hates each other. They really do. Does anyone like each other in this house? I'm not sure right now. All right. So their photo shoot is... at a dance studio.
Ooh.
they're going to be each portraying a different genre of
this
dance.
This sounds so fun to me. I love it when they do the genres. Like, music
which
genres.
Which dance would you have chosen? I really think Alaysia had, like, maybe the best genre and, like, the best, like, interpretation of that genre. She did such a good job.
I think I would like to do the hip-hop.
Yeah. Simone, mm-hmm. Wasted on Simone.
Wasted. Is, like, absolutely thrown away.
Not interested at all.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, but, you know, she tried. I kind of liked what she was doing with, like, the shoulder, or not the shoulder, the collar pop, and, like, kind of,
yeah,
like.
Yeah. She was experimenting. She didn't know. She was like, I don't listen to hip-hop. I don't know.
But, yeah, it just, it was a little stiff.
Breakdancing seems like it would have been the hardest one. Like, oof. But also,
but Alexandra pulled it out.
She did. And I feel like I was like, but you know what? Breakdancing, mm-hmm. it might seem like the hardest one, but just like making it look like you're about to breakdance is like, you know,
yeah,
a lot of it. Or just like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. There's true. More poses I feel like you can go off of that aren't even correct. They're just guesses.
Yeah. I think ballet would be like easy for inspiration, but maybe hard to make it look good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she did not have stilettos on like Ray did. They just had her in the toe point. Yeah,
Krista point was shoes. In like actual point shoes, which mm-hmm. I feel like is probably very difficult to.
Is that abuse? Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I've seen Black Swan. I've seen how gross it looks. When
oh man, oh,
their
man.
Feet toes are all like mangled. Blech.
No, no.
And I really thought Krista was funny because, like, on the trampoline, she looked so ungraceful. And then as soon as they got her on the floor, it was just immediate ballerina. Immediate.
Yeah. Like, toes. It was amazing. Toes. Show the toes on the ground. Like, she does not need to be jumping on a tiny little trampoline. She's not getting anywhere in the air, you know? And what's she supposed to do? Like, what is she supposed to do just, like, 10 inches off the ground? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. But she just, like, was transformed when she was on the ground. She was so much better.
Agreed.
Mm-hmm. Some of the outfits they gave these people, these porter models, were really bad. Like, Angelis. It was giving... Oh, what was Angelie wearing? She was moshing. She was very much like Slash, I think.
Yes.
More so than a mosher.
Okay. Yeah, it was like Slash with the hat.
That big hat.
That silly hat. Yeah.
It was very silly.
Plaid and hat. You would never wear a hat like that in a mosh pit unless it's glued down to your head. No. You would lose it immediately. Immediately.
Terrible idea. Someone's arm is coming and swinging and taking that hat mm-hmm. off your head. Immediately, mm-hmm. it's going to get trampled, stepped on. You'll be sad. You'll be crying. You'll be bloody.
It's your grandmother's hat and you've lost it. It's gone. Your grandmother. I don't know.
Your grandmother was an interesting character. I do believe if she had that hat. But, yeah, her outfit was silly. I thought Ansley looked like a child with her like little flower in her hair.
Yes.
Tatiana also looked like a girl who was given her like dance outfit for her first recital.
I didn't like anything about Tatiana's shoot. What was her dance style?
Tap.
Oh.
I believe that's an annoying
F
one.
That.
I would.
Yeah, I'd be like, here's the bottom of my tap shoe. Yeah, you know, I took tap dancing.
Really look good.
I took tap dancing classes when
tap
I was.
Tap sounds good. It
oh, sure
look
does.
Good.
I don't like, know. I don't know though. I feel like it can be the other way around. It can certainly be the other way around.
I mean, yeah, if you're bad at tap,
exactly.
I guess
if you're me, your parents say stop wearing your tap shoes around the house.
It's very annoying, yes. Yeah. Also ruining your hardwood floors. I'm
yes.
sure that
you're
is
ruining this tile. We're gonna have to move. Yeah.
Yeah, it's I had to like practice on like a cardboard, like a piece of cardboard when I was learning how to tap for theater.
Oh yeah. Oh, I forgot about tapping Singing in the Rain.
Yeah, there was a big tap number, 15 minute long tap number. It was a lot.
I blocked it out.
Yeah, tap is hard, but I really think it's like hard to look good while tapping. Like, I don't know what she was supposed to do. Like, you can't do a step ball change and make it look
you
good.
Have to have a cane. I feel like she should have had the top to hat and the cane. I don't know why they didn't put her in a little tuxedo suit. It would have been adorable. Like,
you're so right. You are so
they
so
missed
right.
They missed.
Yeah, they definitely missed. But Alaysia was just so inspired. Like, she, you could feel, you could tell gorgeous. She was feeling it. Yeah, like she knew. Was in the moment. Mm-hmm. It was like she was an actual dancer. Like she mm-hmm. was very much like getting artistically into it.
They should have been playing the music for them to get into.
Yeah.
They never do right. that kind of thing. And I'm like, why? Why? Like set the scene.
Oh, to like help them more than the audience? Like
anyone. Mm-hmm. Anyone. But I mean, yes, live while they're shooting. I would think that that would only help. I don't know.
I think it would. They just like can't do it on set like when they're filming because it messes with editing.
Yeah. Yeah, technicalities, yeah. whatever.
But yeah, I mean, Alaysia didn't need it because she was just feeling it. So.
She killed it.
Mm-hmm.
Poor Ren. Same four poses. We already
touched on just that. Point.
I liked
up,
her. Point. I liked her down. Outfit though.
She had the best outfit. I do.
I could feel that. I could feel myself in that. If that were like faux
oh,
fur.
Oh yeah.
You know.
I think I could look. Pretty yeah. good in that.
I'd walk down a city street, be like, "What's oh. that?" Doing oh, yeah. I would do the disco to no music.
I can. The reason I'm laughing so hard is I can picture it in my head.
Yeah,
and I
no,
love
it's a.
I love it.
It's a realistic depiction. Yeah.
Oh, I forgot to mention that Brenda got
African. Love to throw
dance. Yeah, just love a little white girl doing stuff they're not supposed to do.
Yeah, just misappropriating something. Yeah, that's fine.
Oh, yeah. It's. I mean, like, and you can't even get mad at them. Like, well, I mean, you can't get mad at Brenda, but you can definitely get mad at the show. Because it's like, what are you thinking?
This is your fault. We all know it's your fault.
Please stop. You were just had, like, a blackface thing last season. Like, didn't
it's like
you
she was trying... Just a little bit this season to see how people would react. Like, okay, not another blackface shoot. I won't do it again. Okay, I'm right. Mm-mm. Not yet.
No. I'll just appropriate clothes. That's cool.
Mm. Yeah.
That's cool then.
Yeah.
And of all people, Brenda, our most whitest, red
Our Miranda. Chucky.
Girl.
Geppetto. Mama Geppetto. Why would
she
you?
She is just so white. So, so white.
A Caucasian Don't do redhead.
Don't do this. Anyway. Back at home, Ren, I felt bad for Ren when the girls were kind of all making fun of her and she was really upset about it.
Were they all making fun of her? Did I miss that? I remember them saying, "You look like you're about to cry, Ren."
They like, I don't know. They said some things that were obviously like, she did not appreciate where I think they said like, Ren, you just. Where would Ren be right now? Like, Ren hates being here. Like, you're so, like, not into this. But, like, you could tell she looked upset when they were saying it. And it's definitely a thing where it's, like, if you saw someone, like, have that face when you're talking about them, stop talking.
Stop. Yeah. Like, come on, man.
It's more, like, it wasn't, like, super mean, but it was just, like, she's obviously not
into
this.
It's insensitive. Yeah. It's insensitive. Yeah. Read the room, you know?
And, yeah, Raina saw it. She was, like, Ren, it looks like you're going to cry. And then Ren is just, like... And the way Raina said it wasn't the best either. Like, it wasn't like...
Yeah, I think I came in when she said that because I didn't even realize anything was like they were talking about Ren at that point. I thought it was just a random, like, she noticed Ren and was like, you look like you're going to cry. Like,
no, it was like they were talking about
that makes
Ren,
it worse.
And then they were like, Ren, why are you looking like you're about to cry while we're talking about
you
in front
upset?
Of you? Yeah, it's like, oh, maybe you're the reason why. I don't know.
What'd she do quietly? Thanks, guys. And like got up, scurried away.
Yeah, basically. She looked upset, but no one came and helped her.
That's right. No one chased after her.
No one cared. No one cared about Ren. I mean, they're all kind of annoyed because they're like, Ren doesn't want to be here. Like, she should just go home. Like, they're in that mindset. So, yeah, I don't think Ren has many friends in the house.
There's no team Ren. Yeah.
No, not really. All right, do you want to go to panel?
Let's go to panel.
Look at photos.
Let's
okay.
do it. One photo shoot this week.
Thank God.
Thank God.
Yeah, I really, you know, it was fun, I guess.
So
talking about
fun.
Two photo shoots, but I'm glad to be back to normal. Okay.
Yeah.
First is Jessica, who's a flamenco dancer. I think it's her best one yet.
It's not bad. It is not bad. It is 100% the emoji of the salsa dancer. Or I guess flamenco.
Yeah.
Must be flamenco.
Flamenco, or yeah, yeah. I think parts of it are better than other parts. Like, I really like it from like the chest down. It's good. Like, I think her leg thing is really nice and pointed. And I like what she's doing with the dress. But I think her hand in the air is a little weak.
So I like
her face is kind of weak.
Her face is super weak. I don't like the face in this. I do like everything except face, and her forearm looks strangely larger than her what is that called?
The bicep? Top forearm?
The top arm.
Tricep.
Yeah. It looks like bigger than that, where she's holding the skirt, and it looks really weird. So those are the only things.
Look at it.
Yeah, I don't think people would. but those are the only things. But the face, if she had, yes, if she had more fire in the face, would have been a great photo.
It looks bored. A little bit bored in the face.
Yeah.
Yeah, but parts of it, I like parts of it. I like the leg.
And I could see how she may have been going for like drama in the face, but didn't quite get it.
Yes, she's trying to be serious, but it looks bored to me. All right,
Raina
is next.
Is she doing the Running Man?
Yeah, there was someone else who was supposed to do the Running Man. Simone
tried, and they were like, "No, that looks
but,
terrible."
Like, Jay, how do you make harsh. That look good? Like, if you don't, you can't. But Raina seemed to really be working it during her shoot. I was very impressed.
Is she jazz? What is she?
Yeah, I think she was jazz.
Okay,
I think it's a good photo. I think it came out well. I think she was one of the more model-y with it. Which I like.
Look at how long her limbs are. It's insane. Her legs, I guess, not so much. Well, I take that back a little bit. But she looks like a figure skater. She reminds me of Leo a little bit in this photo.
A little bit. I could see that. No fault for Owen. Don't really love her hair in it. It's just kind of a weird thing where they like had it flat on the head and then like teased
for the hat,
up
I
the
guess.
Back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. But I mean... She's doing a little tip of the hat. She's doing a little
raise of the leg.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
I think it's a fine howdy do, if I do say so myself.
Yeah, I do.
I like
very
it.
Jaunty in this.
Yeah, jaunty, and she just has such a beautiful straight on face.
She does.
Yeah,
she
her does. Face looks gorgeous. It's a great photo, and she's one of the few people I think this week that brought like model into it, not just trying to mimic a dance move.
Yeah, that's how I felt too. Okay. Simone.
I don't think it's that
next.
Bad. I don't think it's that
terrible.
Bad.
Terrible. I think the lower half is very weak. I think the upper half is better.
As someone that lives in a house where we have been watching a lot of 2007 music videos with like T-Pain recently, which, problems.
Wow.
Problems.
but I can imagine.
She looks like she belongs in one of these music videos straight up.
Okay. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, the styling's on point.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just don't like the bottom half. I just think that like the crouching is...
It's wonky.
It makes her look shorter than it should.
I feel like hip-hop is like strong and sexy. You know what I mean? And this is like kind of brittle and trying to be sexy. Like kind of, it's like wobbly. Like, I need more sugar. My blood glucose is low.
Yeah, she's like Heather when Heather was doing the Enrique Iglesias music
video.
Yes,
exactly. Oh, God.
That.
Yep.
She's weak.
Weak. Yeah.
But yeah, it's not the worst of the bunch. Okay.
No.
Okay.
No.
Ansley's is pretty bad.
I really think it's not that bad, except the face is just like, duh. Like, I'm not even here.
The face,
I don't think it's
is...
that bad. Like, the arm is weird sticking out because it looks, it's at an angle where it looks really short because she's holding it like straight.
Too close to camera.
Like toward the camera. So there's problems, but I like that she was using the ribbon. She's off the ground. Oh, was she on the trampoline? Probably.
I don't know. Yeah, she probably was, I think.
Probably.
It's okay. I don't know. I really don't like her face in it. I think the face totally ruins
the face
it for me. Maybe I would feel differently if she had a different face in it. But as
block
it stands,
her face out
like...
with your thumb and just see what you think.
Yeah, it's okay. She looks
That's
long,
all right. Yeah.
Which I guess is good. Mm-hmm. That flower, though, not a big fan of the styling.
Mm-mm.
on her. And then here we go. Tatiana's next. Also
I don't.
I mean, she looks like she's doing a tap move with a little like...
In heels?
Bend
and
in
stilettos?
The... yeah, those are... I mean, they are clompy, I'm sure, but I don't know if they're...
I feel like you only got... You can't do a step ball change in that. You only do a ball. You just do a ball.
If you want to like fall on your face. You
can't do a
change. Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, those look very difficult to tap in. Yeah, it's a very showtime type of pose.
Hello, mister. Yeah. Chicago, yeah. You know, but like not. Yes. It's like a half-assed Chicago. The styling is.
She looks like a dancer who's taking a photo. You know what I mean? Looks like they're like, oh, we're doing some shots for our show and we want you to do a pose for us. And yeah, she doesn't look like a model to me here.
No, she doesn't look like a model to me either. And I think it's hilarious that they like love this picture. And Tyra was like, I just can't get her film out of my head. It was so bad. Like,
yeah. That's tough.
That always makes me happy.
They were right about her face. Like, she does have a nice face here.
Yeah, it's pretty.
Yeah. Is that a purple lip again?
It is. I don't know why they're obsessed with that. Yeah.
I think it looks really good on her, though. I don't
think so.
Yeah, I'm, like, surprised because I didn't know anyone looked good in a purple lip, but apparently I think Tatiana does.
Oh, man. I wear purple lips. Do I look bad in them?
I've never seen you, Alex.
Honestly,
a purple lip. I don't know.
Maybe twice in the last 10 years. So, no. But
I've never seen any. Like, people don't usually have a purple lip, I feel
like.
That's
true. It's true.
I guess I don't know. I guess it's more common than I think. I'm just trying to think of someone in a purple lip, and I can't. So, I'm just like, it must be ugly, maybe it's
terrible.
It just seems like a bold color and like a hard color to pull off.
And she does have a good, you're right. She has a good palette. Like her face and hair. They were like, let's put a violet on her, a dark violet.
Maybe I'm just thinking about me and how bad I would look with a purple lip.
Great.
Yeah. Well, we'll never see because I'm never doing that. But just because it's too bold for me.
Yeah.
But
no, yeah. You're a moderate. I'm just kidding.
Well, I guess when it comes to like my styling, sure.
Sure. Yeah.
It's bad. It's not good. I don't like. But you know who's worse? Brenda.
I mean,
this is
she
the worst
tried.
Of this week.
She tried. I don't know. I don't like it. It's not good.
It is
laughably
bad in my
opinion.
How
do you? It's pretty. Nothing about it is right.
So wonky. What is going on?
Her proportions are super weird in every part of her body. She looks very short.
It's because she's like not standing straight. She's like,
it's like
leaning
she's
her torso over.
Yeah.
To camera, and it looks off kilter and weird. And
she's bending her knees, which is not helping, but not totally pointing her toes, which doesn't really. Help either.
And then her face just looks really weird to me here. Like it looks
very white. Very washed out.
It looks lopsided. Like
it looks like they morphed two photos together in her face. Yeah.
It does.
You're right. Her lips are weird. It's like they're crooked and then her eyes are two different shapes.
It's like it's when it's not your face, it's like how does it even look like this? Because this isn't what your face looks like. You just
know
what did you do?
That camera caught a moment that wasn't meant to be caught, but there were no better moments, you know?
If Rin had not been so not wanting to be there.
Right.
I would have been so mad if they had sent anyone else home.
I'm so convinced that Tyra had both photos in her hand. Like, and she was like,
just let me shuffle these around a little bit.
You're in luck. Because Brenda was staying anyway. Bullshit. No, I don't know. But it's a bad photo. It definitely is deserving of an elimination. But yeah.
All right. And then we have Alaysia, which is so beautiful, so amazing, so
great.
Goddess
incarnate. It's so beautiful. It looks runway. Like, it looks like a magazine.
So good.
Cover.
It's so artistic. I just love
beautiful.
It.
It's beautiful. I guess she had a fan. She must have had a fan. Did anyone else have a fan?
I don't know if she had a fan. I wonder if it's just her.
Did she
treatment.
Create that? Oh,
I think she might
cooler.
Have. I don't think it. I don't
oh,
know
she's
if
on
she
the trampoline.
Fan.
That's
what, yeah, I think
is.
She is on the trampoline.
She looks
but
photoshopped,
it's still
on the ground.
The way she is like keeping her face like so perfect,
serene,
like,
yeah,
serene when she's jumping is so impressive. I think
I actually don't even know what she's supposed to be dancing, but it
she
looks
interpretive beautiful.
Dance. Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, it's a very. Yes. But yeah, she's so in control of her body here.
Soft and
while
strong.
She's jumping.
Yes.
And that is really hard to do. And she's,
I like
just
the crossed ankles.
So well,
she's
yes.
doing a lot in this photo, but it's all like real subtle mm-hmm. and beautiful. Those shoulders
she
are back. The
effortless?
Ankles are crossed. Yes. And
but it's not.
She's
it's
in
not
the light. That face is catching the light. Like,
yeah. It's really, really good.
It's definitely a level
I
up.
I really, really like it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, Alexandra's next. She did a really good job too, man.
Ooh, wow. Yeah, I think if I, yeah, I think that would, I think though, the neck thing, she doesn't have much of a neck. Mm. I think that would be the struggle with breakdancing. Like that would be yes. the hardest part is having a neck because they're always crouched down, doing weird shit, using all their muscles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and when you're like already flexing your abs, probably as hard as she's flexing them because that's like a lot of work.
Yeah, you're and just, that's like, not even a flattering, yeah, it's not even a flattering pose either. So it's like you have to think about a lot of other stuff, you know, instead mm-hmm. of other than your neck. But
yeah, and I can tell from experience, pointing your leg up straight like that is ugh, really hard to do, and not hurts. Everyone can do it. And I'm one of those people that cannot do it because I was supposed to do it for a show and I was not able to do it.
Oh, what was that? Was it for Drowsy
and Drowsy Chaperone, I was supposed to do a move very similar to this, except not on the ground. And I could not do it. My hamstrings are too tight. So mm-hmm. the fact that she could do it, I mean, maybe she's just a flexible person, but it's mm-hmm. actually a physical feat. So good for her.
It's a medical miracle, really. No,
it's good, though. She's
it
like,
is good.
She's really working it. She mm-hmm. was one of the girls that was kind of wearing me out on set. Like,
right. Same. Same.
She's doing a lot. And for someone who doesn't breakdance, I mean, she was like, yeah, this
she
is
embodied really, it. Yeah.
She did a really good job doing all the things. So mm-hmm. it was good. Anjali, our little slash.
Pow.
Slash.
I do like it. I do like it.
Yeah. Sorry. I think my main problem is just like the composition of the shot is like awkward.
I think
it's not her fault. It's just like the camera. Yeah. She's just off to one side, and that's the photographer. That's on the photographer. But
oh yeah, I had that zoomed in, and I was looking at the pictures. I didn't even notice. Yeah, but that is weird. It looks like there's supposed to be somebody else in the picture with her.
Yeah, she's like jumping to nothing. Yeah. You're like, where is she jumping to? But
which I guess if it's an ad, I don't know. Put something there. Slap that's a true. Photo in there. A little Pikachu. Go play Pokemon Go. No.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm feeling. When
that's what this
photo.
Ad is for.
Pokemon
definitely.
Go. That's what it's selling. Yeah.
That's a gym leader if I've ever seen one. But no, I actually really like, I liked her styling, but not for.
Not for that. Not
for
moshing.
Moshing.
It yeah. just makes sense for a moshing thing.
I thought it was funny.
But it's kind of punk. Like it's a very punk.
It's punky. Yeah. It's grungy, punky a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's very like pop punk.
Yeah. Anywho. Mm-hmm. My Chemical Romance.
Oh, yes, it is. That is exactly
I could
what
see
it
her
is.
At a My Chemical Romance show.
It's emo, yeah.
Yeah, it's just, it's not hardcore, though. It's not moshing. It's everything mm-hmm. else but that.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I mean, her cheekbones are crazy. Crazy. Mm-hmm.
I like the pose. I love that they were like, what were you thinking of? And she was like, well, first I was thinking pain. Of anger and then decided, you know, pain. And I was like, that is so beautiful. Sign of a true artist. Beautiful.
Yeah. No, that's that is like Benny Medina said. He was like, there are models working that we have on the bankroll that do not know how to do that. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I think
impressive.
She impressed there. Ooh, yeah. Okay. Krista.
Beautiful. She looks so meek. So meek and mild.
She's really capturing the light, which I really like. I think that's the best part about it.
Yeah.
Well, at that, and she looks like super tall and
yeah.
lanky, which is great. Mm-hmm. And she somehow has a big flower in her hair, and I don't mind it because
well,
she's so
yeah,
good.
She pulls it off. And it's genius to, I mean, that's why it's there, but like it is genius that she can lean on that rail and not have to just be toes up. But I like that it's an over the shoulder. I wonder if she could do much else. I guess she could turn around and put her arms behind her. Mm-hmm. But I like.
Well, we're talking neck. She's got neck here. Neck
she does have neck. She's really good at making it look long on one side, even when it's like bent mm-hmm. in the back or something.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. Ren, his neck. Ren's like, hey.
Oh, to the window. Yeah. To the wow.
It's very much junior high dance. Yeah.
Everything but the fucking outfit. Yeah.
Yeah. It's effortless in that she has no effort.
She's giving us nothing in this photo. Yeah. The face is weird. Bad. The face is so weird. Yeah. I don't understand how that. Shot. She's doing
outfit 10 out of 10. Photo.
Outfit's beautiful. Wasted. 3 out of 10. Such a waste. The hands look not graceful at all. Nope. It wide stance that doesn't work with this dress with two slits in it. It's just everything is wrong. No, literally everything is wrong about it. Her feet are going totally to the side. I
don't know if the shoes fit.
Cliffhangers. Are those cliffhangers? That's what we got here.
Oh, yeah, we got some toesies. We got squeaking some
cliffhangers. Which is, if you know that they're hanging off, going to the side, terrible decision.
True. You could hide it, but she did not. All right, so that's everyone. Just like another thing I wanted to mention is this show is so beneath Andre Leon Daly, because he says that Jessica's leg is patently gauche. And then Benny Medina's like, isn't that so cool that Andre Leon Talley called your leg patently gauche, Jessica? And she's like, haha, yeah. And Andre was just like, that was not supposed to be taken in a positive way at all.
Yeah, he was like, you didn't understand, I don't think. Yeah.
Yeah, they're just like, haha, look at the real fashion person. Isn't that funny?
I enjoy so much just watching Tyra like suck up to Andre. Not really suck up, but just like dote. It's like a respect thing, I think. But like
defer. You
yeah,
know?
She's like, yeah, like Andre would say, Drekitude. It is Drekitude.
Yes.
And I just love that she's like, yeah, yeah, we know.
We're in the know, we know what Drekitude is. Mm-hmm, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, but that I was just like, oh man. And Jessica just, I don't think she got it. I think Jessica
No,
was
I don't
like,
think she knows what gauche means.
No.
Or patently. Yeah.
I think she heard that means. And she
patent,
was like.
Patent like as in original, like yours? You have a trademark on it? What does patently mean?
Yeah, I think pretty much that. It's like, it's just like.
It etymology.
Is like the embodiment of gauche. Or something like that.
Gotcha. Copyrighted. Yeah.
Yes, so copyrightedly gauche. That's exactly what he meant when he said it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But as we have heard, patently gauche can be a good thing because he says Simone also has a patently gauche leg, but it kind of works. So apparently, you can be patently. I believe that's camp when it's patently gauche and it works.
Okay.
Camp.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. Benny Medina also said that Brenda's photo reminded him of an SNL skit. And to
wonder
that
which
I
one.
Say, yeah, I don't know. But to that I say, I was like, well, if someone's like cultural clothes look like an SNL skit to you, that is a sign that what you're doing is not cool.
I think it's a sign that America is suffering and dying. No, but
But I think it just should, like, it looked like a satirical outfit
looks like
versus,
a mock. Yeah.
Like, a serious embracing of the culture. So, I was like, that shows why you shouldn't have done it. Because it can be taken in a way where it's like, oh, like,
that was kind of offensive.
What is this? Yeah, exactly. It's not even like him. Like, I don't even think Benny Medina was like necessarily even wrong for saying that. I just think it shows why it was a bad idea to put in that outfit.
Yes, yeah.
Because it does not look like you're like honoring a culture.
No.
It
That's
looks
hilarious.
Like you're like, here's someone in a like a costume, quote. Yeah, so I think that shows why that was a no.
Insightful. That's funny.
Anything else that was said in panel that was interesting?
Well, I mean, when they get to the bottom, too.
Yeah, so, like, the Rin thing, here's how it goes down. So they ask Rin, like, when they're critiquing her photo, she wants to be there. And Rin says, yeah, I want to be here. And mm-hmm. then when it comes to her being in the bottom two, she admits that, no, she doesn't really want to be there after all, and she's doing this for her mom.
Really enjoyed how she passively did it. Because Tyra was like, a girl that's here that some might think doesn't want to be here. And she just nods. Like, yep, that's right.
Yes, that's right.
Tyra's like, so you don't want to be here. You have the floor again. Yeah.
Yeah, I made my decision. I mean, it makes sense. Like, I've thought about it.
Oh, yeah.
And she was like, yeah, okay, I answered yes, but I really meant no. My heart said no.
You know that nervous yes, and then I'm going to actually just think about it for a second, change my mind.
Yeah, but, yeah, or maybe it's just like you didn't really know until you said yes and realized how bad it sounded to say yes. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I really thought it was, I guess, like, Tyra didn't care just because she already had sent Rin home. Mm-hmm. But I was like, this is the kind of thing that, like, Tyra would yell at someone for if it wasn't, if it was a different person or a different situation. Or
I really think the only reason that Rin didn't get in trouble for all of this is because she was plucked off the street, is because they brought her here. And she did admit that she didn't want to be there and that she was struggling with it and all this stuff. Like, Rin was never really dishonest about her experience, like, on Top Model. You know what I mean? Throughout
She never was enjoying herself. She hated it the entire time.
No. And, yeah, I feel like Tyra was like, eh, I made a bad call again. Can't get mad at her for that. Yeah. Gotta let her go.
Oh, but anyway, as much as I really wanted Brenda to go home this episode, I get why Rin goes home.
Mm-hmm.
Like, some things you can't avoid. Like, she wanted to go home. Yeah, this is her home.
Fly away, Rin. Fly away.
That is beautiful, Alex. That is beautiful. Yep. Mm-hmm. As I already said, Brynn is a mama now. I'm not really sure what she does outside of that, but she did model post show. So I guess, again, I was like, I don't think she might be okay with modeling. I just don't think the show is for her.
Yeah, like, she said many times. She was like, I like the industry. I love the makeup, the clothes, the photo shoots. Like, it's so cool. I really hate living with all these girls. Like, I really hate that. And it's like,
she wasn't made for the show.
No.
Makes sense.
Makes sense why she didn't seek it out in audition.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
Yeah. But anyway, she did have a, like, a, she kind of, like, modeled for some indie clothing brands, according to ANTM Wiki, including Allison Harvard's clothing line.
Hell yeah. Yeah, that's random? Like, not I don't random, know. I mean, it's
surprising.
Yeah. I guess. It's a coincidence. It's cool. It's a cool little crossover. I think they would make a good, you know, she makes a good model for Allison Harvard content.
Yeah.
Creations.
Yeah, thought that was fun. But yeah, that is the show.
That's all, folks.
We are not having an episode next week. Sorry about that.
Get over it.
We will be back.
I mean, sorry.
Yeah. We'll be back 2 weeks from now, and we're going to be talking about the CoverGirl Challenge in Times Square and the vampire shoot.
Oh, yes.
Which I think is a favorite of people. So
I remember it. I'm excited.
Yeah. And this was pre-Twilight, which makes me just, well, I said pre-Twilight.
No.
It was pre-Twilight movie.
Okay, maybe.
Twilight movie came
out
in like 2012, I think. Right?
No.
And this shoot was 2010.
Twilight came out when we were seniors in high school?
Oh, maybe not. Yeah, you're right. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, you're right. Twilight came out in 2008. So,
like,
yeah,
Twilight
maybe
was,
they were inspired by Twilight.
Yeah, that's what
I'm
thinking. I just remember getting the entire series of Twilight when I was, like, a teenager and just being like, I'm never going to read this. Thank you.
I did read it. And
oh, yeah, everybody read it.
Yeah, and I was like, it's okay.
I read the first book. Or no, I watched the first movie and then tried to read the second book, which is apparently the worst book to read.
Well, it's depressing. So
yeah, I was like, I don't listen to music anymore. Who gets that depressed? Me sitting here at 28 years old, just like, I don't listen to music.
Finally understand Bella.
I don't have a cool vampire boyfriend. Anyways.
The books, like, I literally read everything.
Yeah. Yes, all my friends reading all the time. And I was like, cool. Cool.
Can we watch Twilight?
I'll watch it with you guys. I'm so glad there's a series of all these books that you guys read. I can watch.
Because then I can be in on the jokes and stuff.
Then I'm in on most of the jokes. There's a lot of Harry Potter stuff straight over the head.
Yeah, there's a lot of lore out there. Well, yeah, for our Twilight-inspired vampire photo shoot, True Blood sexy photo shoot. Okay, cool. That's 2 weeks from now. Join us. All right. Bye.
Bye.